On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 16, Tzaneen and Pretoria both reaching a high of 18 degrees. Three witnesses are expected to testify before the Madlunga Commission of Inquiry in Pretoria this week, with proceedings partially heard in camera. Witnesses A, B and C will take the stand from a remote location, but with their voices audible. The Commission spokesperson Jeremy Michaels says the three were serving detectives attached to either the Gauteng Unit, the Counterintelligence Operations Unit, or the KwaZulu-Natal Police Killings Task Team. Gauteng police have meanwhile arrested 75 suspects for allegedly driving while under the influence of alcohol over the weekend. It forms part of its safer festive season operations. The suspects were apprehended in Johannesburg, Ekurhuleni and Tshwane. Here's police spokesperson Mavela Masondo.
The raid by the detectives resulted in the arrest of suspects who have been on the run after committing offences that include rape, sexual assault, murder, attempted murder, robbery, car hijacking and cases related to gender-based violence and femicide. The arrested suspects will appear before various magistrate courts within the province.
Now, at the same time, over the last week, at least 185 motorists were arrested in Johannesburg. Your spokesperson for Johannesburg Metro Police, Kolani Fidla.
Aldred Fontaine stated that the 185 arrests in 1 week is completely unacceptable, and these individuals made a selfish choice to endanger every other road user. Our message is clear. We'll not relent. We are committed to ensuring traffic laws are respected and offenders will be held accountable. We urge all motorists on the roads to play your part. If you plan on drinking, make alternative travel arrangements, stick to the speed limits and make sure that your license and vehicle documentation are in proper order.
The city of Tshwane is warning job seekers of a false ad of a driver messenger vacancy circulating on social media. The fraudulent message claims that the metro is looking for a dedicated and professional driver messenger to support operations. Here's the metro spokesperson, Lindela Mashiho.
We urge residents to remain vigilant and not fall victim to these fraudulent schemes. The city will not hesitate to take legal action against individuals found to be spreading false information or attempting to exploit vulnerable job seekers.
In news abroad, U.S. President Donald Trump says the Israel-Gaza ceasefire is still in place. Yesterday, Israel carried out a series of strikes across Gaza after it accused Hamas of carrying out an attack that killed two soldiers. The Israeli strikes killed at least 44 people.
We want to make sure that it's going to be very peaceful with Hamas. And as you know, they've been quite rambunctious. They've been doing some shooting, and we think maybe the leadership isn't involved in that, you know, some rebels within, but either way, it's going to be handled properly.
Man, nearly 80% of the world's poor, that's 887 million people, live in regions that are exposed to extreme heat, flooding and other climate hazards. This is according to a report by the United Nations Development Programme and Oxford University. It comes ahead of the COP30 Climate Summit in Brazil next month. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11 or visit jacarandafm.com.
Good morning. If you just joined us, welcome to Jacaranda FM. In terms of our traffic, you know, I have a look at the notices and even what you just broadcasted, Chanel, it is busy out there. Any other advice other than to slow down? I love the notice of drinking and driving. Julle, wees asseblief veilig.
Other advice would be just be patient and have compassion. Yeah.
I think our listeners have that. Do you know what else our listeners have? Hulle is ongelooflik snaaks. Vriende, so vanochtend rondom, I think it was around 9 o'clock this morning. Yes, just after 9. Gaira brought us the story of the famous museum in France, the Louvre. It says here, the race against time. The police is trying to recover these priceless jewels from the Louvre as authorities reveal the details regarding what was stolen, right? Nou, die prentjie, ek kyk hierna en toe sê ek nou vroeger, nee, nie in Suid-Afrika nie, ons sal nooit so iets doen nie. Right, so they've got a service truck and these guys were dressed as maintenance men. So they got into this truck and then they managed to get to the top of the Louvre. Anyway, so I go on to say this morning, just after 9, here on 9 to 12 with myself, Ilana, ek sê, first of all, we'll never do it. En wat gaan hulle met Napoleon se kroon doen? Because they found it on the sidewalk, nee? To sê ek was nou, Hoe verkoop 'n mens 'n kroon? Hoe verpan jy 'n kroon? I got a message. Wait, so I'm going to keep him anonymous, but it's funny. It really is. Okay, wait. So now I ask the question, I say, hoe verpan 'n mens 'n kroon? Gaan jy nou sê, hey Chanel, ek het 'n kroon nie, man. Wil jy nie die kroon? Wait, this one comes through.
Excuse.